Hey, this is Pastor Jay Lee, and you're listening to the Daily Sabbath Podcast. Hey guys, it's Pastor Jay here. Before we get to today's devotional, I just wanted to share with you a new feature that we've added called Pod Inbox. Basically, Pod Inbox is the easiest way for you to leave us recorded messages. We would love to hear just any questions that you have about Jesus, about faith, or the Bible, or we would just love to hear how these daily Sabbath devotionals have been speaking to you in some way. And so you can log on to podinbox.com/daily Sabbath, or you can find the link on our anchor page or in the episode descriptions. And so we would love to hear from you, and maybe we'll feature your recording in a future episode of Daily Sabbath. And with that, here's today's scripture reading. John chapter 18, verses 3 through 6. So Judas came to the garden, guiding a detachment of soldiers and some officials from the chief priests and the Pharisees. They were carrying torches, lanterns, and weapons. Jesus, knowing all that was going to happen to him, went out and asked them, "Who is it that you want?" "Jesus of Nazareth," they replied. "I am he," Jesus said, and Judas the traitor was standing there with them. When Jesus said, "I am he," they drew back and fell to the ground. And so Judas, the betrayer, comes leading a detachment of soldiers to arrest Jesus. Now obviously, what's to come next, the bearing of our guilt on the cross, is the climax. But I think here was actually the pivotal moment, the moment of decision for Jesus. He had been wrestling in prayer with the Father all night, and now standing face to face with his betrayer and these soldiers, ready to take him to torture and certain death, you can feel the weight of the moment, as if Jesus is deciding, "Am I, the Son of God, really going to let them do this to me?" You can feel the tension. There's an electricity in the air. When the soldiers say they are looking for Jesus and he replies, "I am he," it's like shockwaves are emanating from his body and they fall to the ground. In this unthinkable moment, it's as if his flesh is barely containing his true power from unleashing and utterly consuming these enemies. Time and space are literally bending under the strain of this moment. What is containing him? What is holding his flesh together? It is the will of Jesus. His will to obey his Father. His will to love and save us. It's Jesus' sheer will that delivers him into the arms of his enemies to sacrifice himself for us. And so your reflection for today is this. Do you understand that no one took Jesus' life from him? He laid it down of his own accord for you and me. For more Daily Sabbath content, please be sure to follow us on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. And you can also follow us on our Instagram account, Daily Sabbath.